Greetings, word lovers. Last time on Christy the Wordsmith, the etymological spotlight was trained on hobo, the moniker for the itinerant laborer roaming America's roads and rails from the 1860s through World War II. While we know much about the traveling life of the hobo through photos, songs, and stories, nobody can pin a sensible etymology on that moniker. But we know something of its chronology. Hobo appeared in print in the late 1800s in Pacific Northwestern newspapers, and often with a capital H, as though a proper name, perhaps. But if so, the origin of that name is unknown. Some think hobo is another pronunciation of ho-boy, as many 19th century itinerants were migratory field hands. Another idea takes the word from the first letters of the phrase homeward bound, or ho-bo, a supposed claim of many young Civil War veterans as they wandered in search of labor before returning home. Probably the most reasonable conjecture involves one vagrant greeting another with hobo, that is B-E-A-U, a sarcasm meaning something like, hey there, handsome, when outsiders considered them anything but. The human wanderer shares a name with an arachnid, the hobo spider, an invasive European species suspected of expanding its territory by hitching rides on automobiles and rail cars, like its human namesake.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.